Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, Lowercase just pointed something out. First of all, what do we think of the Colts uniforms tonight? They're all blue with black helmets.
I don't like them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Niners with the classic gold pants, white jerseys. They look great.
I just don't know if I like the black on the uniforms. I think I'm just so used to seeing the traditional white and blue.
Come to my side, young man. I'm the old man yelling at the clouds about black jerseys in sports. I hate them, especially when they're not... Like, some teams wear black.
Like Steelers, that's our color.
Right. But why... Yeah, like... I mean, like, it drives me crazy when Oregon wears black. Like, what are you doing? Anyway, Colts uniforms, weird tonight. Monday Night Football just underway. Colts Niners, but he pointed out that Philip Rivers. They showed the skybox where the Rivers family is hanging out for this game, and Philip Rivers can field an entire offense of just him and his kids.
He could run different packages too, because he's got one off the bench.
Yeah, so he's got. I mean, the grandkid's a little young. But you could throw the grandkid out. He has 10 kids. He can play quarterback. You have an entire offense. And then, yes, he can run different sets with bringing in the grandkid.
Again, the O-line might not be very strong up front, but he can still sling it.
My God. Can you imagine having 10 kids?
No.
What are we doing?
I could barely imagine one.
Yeah, you just wait, Lowercase. What are you, 24, you say?
24.
Yeah. You just wait. All right. Yeah. Be prepared to be exhausted.
Oregon. I'll start drinking coffee now.
Yeah. You don't drink coffee, huh?
No, I do not.
Really?
I've been
this big souk.
I've been good about not drinking coffee, but every once in a while I will have the occasional Red Bull, which is just terrible for you.
Yeah, you're from that gen. Yeah. Red Bull is awful. I think all those drinks are awful. But then again, I drink coffee like it's going out of style. So
yeah, again,
it's all awful.
Teach their own.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get to a little Oregon, Texas Tech talk. It's here. Never a doubt. James Madison. And I said earlier in the show, worth repeating, I didn't put too much stock in the James Madison game no matter what. I mean, short of JMU coming out there and dominating Oregon, we just knew that wasn't going to happen. So Oregon rolled them. Back door was open. Oregon had every incentive to lay off and just get to the next game. They didn't need to run up the score, style points, or anything. Meanwhile, James Madison had, you know, it's like they're super, you know, sometimes you kick a team's ass and they roll over, they lay down, and you can just score whatever you want. You call off the dogs and the game kind of ends right there. What was it, 48-13 or whatever? But James Madison, you know, this was their college football playoff game. This was their Super Bowl. They were never going to lay down and quit. And so the second half wasn't great. I know it pissed off Dan Lanning, but I don't put that much stock in it. I'd be saying the same things about Oregon had they won 65-6 or whatever.
Yeah, but it's also that you know that you're going to have to play four quarters going into this Texas Tech game. I think that's the big takeaway.
No question.
Is you're going, okay, yeah, we stomped on them for the first half, and that third quarter was okay. But, I mean, we really need to play four quarters if we're going to beat Texas Tech, and that's just not what happened.
Has Oregon... No, but again, Oregon hasn't done that really all year, if you think about it.
I'd say Penn State was the only game, but even then they had a tough first half.
I don't know, man. They kind of tried to blow that game.
Yeah.
They did... listen, they're a really good team, but they've been uneven all year. If you think about it, they've been uneven all year. I'd say the Rutgers game was probably the one game where I was like, oh. And they just, that was coming off a loss and they smoked them. But
maybe that or Minnesota, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These teams are what they are at this point. They're not going to change. I mean, you can play better, but I just feel like if you're expecting Oregon to not be a little uneven at this stage, you're setting yourself up for disappointment because that's what they've been this year. That's what Alabama's been. And look what Alabama look what happened to Alabama. They were flat and terrible, but then turned it on. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't win. It's just kind of part of their DNA this year. It's weird. And it's unusual because we haven't seen this with Dan Lanning teams before, but this team, remember, a little younger and just now getting some injury pieces back on the outside. So I would expect them, you're right that they have to be better against Texas Tech. We know that. And they know that. They've said as much. So let's just move on and get ready for that one and lace them up. It's a great matchup. I don't know how on earth you pick the game. It could go either way. And when you get into one game scenarios where it's a one-off and the spread's about even, weather's not going to be a factor. Like, how do you predict turnovers? How do you predict the ball bouncing one way or the other way? You don't. It's just, you don't know.
And Dante Moore's really, he hasn't really been tested in a playoff sense of the way. I mean, again, he's 20 years old. How much experience are we expecting him to show?
Well,
versus.
It's a good point. We were talking about this last week that, I think it was Dylan Gabriel had like 65 starts. Dante Moore, we forget, has only had 18, and I think that was his 19th. He is relatively inexperienced. He said that in the Iowa game, that was the first time he had ever had to administer at any level of football that he had played a game-winning two-minute drive. He'd never had to do that, and he did it. I would say the way he played at Penn State, late in that game at Penn State, that was a glimpse of the Dante Moore you hope will step up in this game because you are going to need that. I think this matchup is freaking awesome. Because now, both teams are excellent. No, Texas Tech hasn't played the schedule that Oregon has, but they've pummeled everyone they've played. They are number one in scoring margin in FBS. They have outscored their opponents 552 to 142. They have won by 21 or more in every game except the one that they lost, and that was Arizona State, and their quarterback got hurt.
And
that
was on
the
road.
4-point loss on the road.
4-point loss.
So, you know, and you're due a dud. Oregon certainly had a dud.
Alabama had a few.
Yeah, every team has. I mean, who hasn't?
Indiana's literally the only team that hasn't had a dud.
Didn't have
and
one.
It's because they've just played perfect as a team.
So it comes down to Oregon's offensive line and how it can hold up against the elite defensive front of Texas Tech. I mean, they're unbelievable. They're number one against the run in college football. They led FBS in total quarterback pressures. They pressure on 39% of defensive snaps, and this is without blitzing. They rarely blitz. So they just rush four, and they get after you 40% of the time. David Bailey has 74 pressures by himself. That is by far number one in college football this year. The next best guy is at 61. So their defensive front, it cannot be argued, it is not a product of a poor schedule. They have dudes, and they are going to be nasty. This is a big-time matchup for Oregon's offensive line, which is very good. But I think the Dante Moore thing is so interesting because, my God, I favor Dan Lanning over Joey McGuire, first of all. If you don't know Joey McGuire's history, he's a high school coach.
Mm-hmm.
Very good coach. He's done a good job with Texas Tech. But, I don't know, Lanning greater than Joey McGuire. So there's one thing. But I think when you look at the quarterbacks, Dante, this could be the Dante Moore game. I mean, you want some Dante Moore draft buzz. It's not really there yet. This is the game that can crank that up because he is going to be under pressure. He is going to have to handle that. And with the speed on the outside that Oregon has back now, Oregon, they're the number one explosive play offense in college football. So you could get your ass kicked for 80% of the game. The other 20%, you're hitting some big plays. Oregon, that's how Oregon might win this game, and that is going to go a long way for Dante Moore's, you know, the hype, whatever you want to call it, what people are saying about Dante Moore. I think a lot of the, and it's not just Dante Moore, I feel like a lot of the quarterbacks in the quarterfinals here are going to make themselves or cost themselves a lot of money right here.
I think you're 100% right. Again, you look at the rest of the matchups, Miami and Ohio State. You have Carson Beck versus Julian Sain.
Big.
Carson Beck outplays Julian Sain. A, it looks really good for Carson Beck, but it also looks really bad for Julian Sain.
Yeah, and Sain could step up.
100%. He could deliver a game that goes, oh, maybe we should have talked to this guy more.
Right. Ty Simpson, same way. Although he's already kind of been costing himself money. But he stepped it up in the OU game.
Again, 24 unanswered points is your quarterback managing a game, finding his talent, and just carving.
And they don't...
I know they got a lot of breaks with their defense and, you know, that punt block, but he still managed a really great game.
They needed him because they don't run the ball. Mendoza, he's going to be tested. You know, he's going to have to step up. Gunnar Stockton, the kid from... the Chambliss, the kid from Ole Miss, all of them. I think it's a great... quarterback. These are great quarterback matchups. And I think when you get to these elite levels where there's just excellent players on pretty much every unit in these games, for the most part, the Tulanes are out of there, the JMUs are out of there. I think it comes down to quarterbacks more than ever. And this could be Dante Moore's moment right here. So here's the explosive play stat. So Texas Tech's offense. So we talk about Texas Tech's defense. It's awesome. But their offense... I mentioned this on the show before, but they are 111th in red zone touchdown percentage. They stall out in the red zone. They had to settle for 11 field goals in the two matchups against BYU. But what they do is they score by explosives. So the interesting stat is that Texas Tech has 6.4 more explosives on offense than it allows on defense. That is number two in the country, behind Oregon, who is 7.6 more explosives on offense than they allow on defense. So both of these teams have very good defenses, but both are very explosive offensively. I mean, this could be a wild affair with really great defense being played, at times a slugfest, and then all of a sudden 75 yards. Game changer.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of let me control the ball, big punch in the mouth.
So it will be really interesting to watch Dante Moore. Now, the kid, Baron Morton for Texas Tech, I've only watched him a few times. Fine, can hit some guys. I don't know, outside of just staying disciplined and the explosives, I don't know how much Texas Tech offense is worrying Oregon's defense. Matter of fact, I think Oregon's defense is going to have a huge chip on its shoulder in this game because all they're going to hear about is freaking Texas Tech and David Bailey and all these bros, Rodriguez and all these guys. So, I expect a really good game from the Oregon defense. I expect a really good game from the Texas Tech defense. And it will come down to things it always comes down to: turnovers, penalties, key third downs, red zone, kickers, you know, bad breaks here and there, special teams. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. Oregon's the slight favorite. I think the 1.5. It's in Miami, so there's that game time thing. It would be a 9 a.m. Pacific kick. That's not that good for Oregon. Teams in the Big Ten that have had to, the West Coast teams in the Big Ten that have had to travel east and play at 9 a.m. Pacific time, they have not fared all that well. But you know, Dan Lanning has done that already once this year, the Northwestern game, and he is well aware of that. So I can't wait. The only thing I'm pissed about is it's not this weekend. We don't have anything this weekend. I guess we got week 17 in the NFL. We have no college, nothing. That's bullsh, lowercase.
That's a little bit of a bummer.
They're just dragging this thing out.
I think too much.
Way too much. It's crazy. Anyway, that'll be in Miami on New Year's Day. You'll wake up all hungover, ready to watch the Ducks and the Red Raiders. I don't know how you predict that one. I do think Alabama might have a little something, and that Indiana game will be good. I think Miami has a little something to make that Ohio State game pretty good.
I think Alabama coming back from down 17 shows you that this Alabama team isn't going to go away.
No, that's
right. Make sure to keep your eyes peeled.
And they've got a lot of talent. I just feel like, as I said earlier, I feel like their offensive line should be better. I feel like they should be able to run the ball better. Indiana's awful good, but...
They ran the ball fine against Oklahoma, obviously, after the first few series. But yeah, you're right. They just don't run the ball very well.
We're just thinking of the old Alabama, you know, where they just pound you. They just don't... This team doesn't do that. But dangerous nonetheless. This is going to be great quarterfinals. All right, where were you when? Coming up next, here's Casey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.